90 minutes of tough-fought regulation play, 30 minutes of overtime, and in the end, it came down to penalty kicks for yesterday's Women's World Cup final.
It is Japan's World Cup. A broken-hearted USA, who thought they had it won twice, are beaten.
3-1 penalty kick shootout. Japan came out victorious, winning their first ever World Cup championship and sending the United States home in defeat. Here's forward Abby Wambach, who was so key in getting the U.S. women to the finals last week. She's speaking to ESPN.
Evidently, it wasn't meant to be. We worked so hard, and the Olympics is around the corner. We're excited about that opportunity. Hopefully, we can qualify and get to London. This is obviously going to hurt for a while, but I'm proud of our team. We never gave up, and congratulations to the Japan team. I think their country is very, very proud of them.
Joining us this morning, we welcome back Michelle Vopel from ESPN. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And also on the line with us, Sasha Mogimi-Kian, a takeaway listener on WLRN in Miami, and avid soccer fan, I understand, Sasha. Is that true?
That is true, yes.
All right.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Let me ask both of you, and let me start with you, Sasha. Heartbroken? Are you heartbroken after yesterday's conclusion?
I really was when it first happened. And then, you know, I tried to put things in perspective and say, you know, there were a lot of people watching yesterday, and but it was really, really good for Japan, you know. And, you know, they never gave up. I think they were really tenacious. They just sort of were really patient, but every time the U.S. struck, they made sure to try to strike as soon as they could.
And that's an important feature that Sasha's talking about there, Michelle Vopel, because when the game began, it really looked like Japan was outmatched.
Yeah, the United States really, you know, will look back, especially on that first half, and just rue the many chances that they had, and potentially to put the game out of reach in the first half, and they just were not able to finish as well as they would have liked to.
So what happened here, Michelle? I mean, you watched the United States just dominating in the beginning, so much so that most of the game took place in the first half on Japan's side of the field. They rarely even got into the U.S. Box. So what happened to turn it around?
You know, it's interesting because I think you might say that the United States sort of then experienced the same thing that France did when France played the USA. I think France dominated a lot of the play but ended up losing the match because they weren't able to finish well. And the United States then experienced that against Japan. You know, going into this match, one of the things we talked about was just the remarkable flow of the Japanese team, the way they are able to play so well, the parts moving so well together. They beat the two-time defending World Cup champion Germany in as the host country, and then they were able to beat another power in the United States, also beat Sweden, which has been a more of a power in women's soccer. So ultimately this was a triumph of how good this Japanese squad is, because they took the hardest route possible to win this thing, and they won it.
That's Michelle Vopel of ESPN. Also with us, takeaway listener Sasha Mogimi-Kian. So, Sasha, let me ask you something. I mean, you probably found you've been a soccer fan for a long time, but there's a lot of people watching the game and paying attention now who've never really paid attention to soccer, and certainly not women's soccer. Do you think we lose all those fans now?
I don't know if we lose a lot of them. I think the ones who have been watching, you know, people who love soccer will watch men and women, you know, because it's love of the game that does it. You know, I watch both teams and follow them, you know, every time they're in the World Cup. So I think the ones that are there that, you know, either played when they were kids or grew up watching it, a lot of, like, ethnic, like my friends, we all watch it because this is something we grew up watching. We love soccer. We're going to keep watching it. I think we may have gained some new fans, and I'm kind of hoping that, you know, people were inspired to, you know, see that the girls were just as good as the guys. You know, they went farther than the Men's World Cup team did, and, you know, we had a really good shot, and we played really well yesterday, and I'm really hoping that they sort of keep up with it, you know.
Michelle Vopel of ESPN, let me ask you the same question. I mean, is soccer the great equalizer? We've talked about this before, that perhaps we don't get the comparisons like, you know, it's almost as good as watching men's basketball. But do you think that perhaps women's soccer gains some fans that it will keep?
I think that's the big question, and it's a key question in terms of the further development of United States soccer. I covered the 1999 World Cup. There was a tremendous amount of public interest in that. Really, the biggest women's team sport event that I could remember in the United States. Then there was a subsequent league, and the league ended up folding. There is a new league now, and that league is in financial trouble. So it's going to be a matter of, were people excited about this because it was USA versus somebody, or were they excited about it because it was soccer? And I think for a lot of people it was the former, but for some it was the latter. And the other thing to remember is how important this is for global women's sports. Sometimes we have that perspective of USA, USA, USA. And how much this means in Japan, how much of that will help other countries who are looking to say, hey, do we want to fund our women's soccer program? Well, look what Japan did. They had never won a major title before. They'd never beaten the United States before. Now they're World Cup champions. Other countries will be inspired by that.
Well, we'll see if that this momentum kind of continues into the Olympics. I mean, the United States loves a winner, right, Michelle? I mean, we like teams that win.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. The United States is the defending Olympic champion, and that might be the last major championship for Abby Wambach. We'll have to see.
That's Michelle Vopel of ESPN. Sasha Mogimi-Kian, a takeaway listener on WLRN in Miami. Sasha, to a certain extent, did you feel what I felt, that if the United States had to lose, at least it went to a country that could use the win at this point?
Yeah, I really did. I really felt like they were so happy, and you could see the fans' reactions in Japan, and you couldn't be upset about it. You were just like, okay, I'm glad, I'm glad that they won, and they're so happy about it that you just, can't begrudge them anything. You're so happy for them at the end of it that you're like, all right, so we lost, but, we played a good game, and they played a fantastic game too, and we were lucky to have such a good game at the end.
So congratulations to the Japanese women. They won the Women's World Cup final yesterday against the United States because of penalty kicks. That's Sasha Mogimi-Kian, takeaway listener on WLRN in Miami, avid soccer fan. And Michelle Vopel, of course, from ESPN.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.